At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, oh, your dreams be tossed. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk
God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
With shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
How great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Oh.
somebody needs to know.
Come through for you.
on, and let me hear you say hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
No matter what it might look like,
hold on.
All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Through all your trials,
hold on.
And every tribulation,
hold on.
Hey, hey, hold on.
Hold on.
'Cause I promise you it will be alright.
Can you hear me?
No, you can't hear me.
Yes, you can. You can hear me. You can hear me. Thank God. Jesus did it. Oh, let me get this done. Hey, I'm starting off. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very low. Okay. Is it still low? Yes or no? Is it still low? Audio clear. Loud and clear. Okay. As I told you, I got to go back. Thank you, God. Thank you. And this might be too elementary for some of you. But it's okay. If it's too elementary for you, then get off and use your time wisely. I'm starting off here with the word of God. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What I'm going to highlight this morning is witchcraft and the devil's biggest tool against the believer. This is the enemy's number one tool against the believer. You see, we have been directed by the word of God to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's found in 2 Timothy 2:15. And I got this out the message because I just like the way it was phrased. It says, God means what he says. What God says goes. His word is powerful, sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing, hear this, honestly and truthfully, nothing and no one can resist God's word. Now the question is whether or not you choose to believe it. You see, because you can't get away from God's word no matter what you really try. So it's a matter of choice. Now the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God says it's piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the King James Version. Now I want you to listen to, I don't use the Passion Translation too much, but it really made a lot of sense here in King James, Hebrews 4 and 12. Passion Translation reads like this. And you might want to get you a Bible handy, so because I'm going to show you something in the Bible. And your smartphone might take a little time to go back and forth. But I'm going to try to do it where you could get it. In the Passion Translation, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy, like a two-mouthed sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts. The reason I like the Passion on this is because of the footnotes. The footnotes say the Aramaic can be translated all-effective. The all-effective word of God. And it says there's a hint here of the spinning sword of fire held by the angel guarding the way to the tree of life. To come eat its fruit, you must pass through the mighty sword of fire. If I'm going too slow for you, because they gotta translate this into another language in Paraguay. It's an indigenous language of the country. The context implies we pass through this fire sword on our way into the Holy of Holies. When the veil was split in two, the cherubim embroidered on the veil parted, as it were, to allow every worshiper to enter into the unveiled presence of God. Comes from Genesis 3 and 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Matthew 27:51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. God speaks his word then we in agreement also speak his word, and it becomes a two-mouthed sword. As translated from the Aramaic, the Greek is joint. Soul and spirit are the immaterial parts of every person that make us who we are. Joint and bone marrow are the physical aspects of our existence. All of this combined forms our humanity. So God's word has the ability to uncover our hidden aspects, them known. Now here's Hebrews 4:12 in the New Living Translation. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Now here's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 in the Amplified Bible. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Now, this is where you're going to need a Bible. I want you to open your Bible up to John 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Many of you have been through this little exercise with me before, but I got about 71 new converts in Paraguay. Now, John chapter 1, verse 1 says, and this is what I need you to do. I'm going to need you to highlight where I tell you to highlight, and I need you to put the word Jesus there. So let's go. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now I want you to, in parentheses, write Jesus. And the Word, in parentheses, write Jesus, was with God. And the Word, in parentheses, write Jesus, was God. The same, right, Jesus, was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. I want you to write in parentheses, Jesus the Word. And without him, and put in parentheses, Jesus the Word, was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him, in parentheses, right, Jesus the Word, was life. And the life, in parentheses, right, Jesus the Word, was the light of men. Amen? So it's going to read like this. In the beginning was the Word Jesus, and the Word Jesus was with God, and the Word Jesus was God. The same Jesus was in the beginning with God. Things were made by him, Jesus the Word, and without him, Jesus the Word, was not anything made that was made. In him, Jesus the Word, was life. And the life, Jesus the Word, was the light of men. Now, once you go over to John chapter 1, where you are, and drop down to verse 14, and I want you to do it again. And the Word, in parentheses, Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his, in parentheses, Jesus, glory. Jesus's glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, John chapter 1, verse 14 is going to read like this. And the Word Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his, the Word Jesus's glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus. So if we read them together, in the beginning was the Word Jesus, and the Word Jesus was with God, and the Word Jesus was God. The same Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, Jesus the Word. And without him, Jesus the Word, was not anything made that was made. In him, Jesus the Word, was life. And the life, Jesus the Word, was the light of men. And the Word Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his, Jesus's glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, Jesus. Man, that's a powerful word, but Erica, can you prove it? Uh-huh. Now I need you to go to Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 through 28. God our Father. God Jesus' Father. God our Father in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, God's own Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters. I just showed you God our Father in the beginning. I just showed you God's own Holy Spirit in the beginning. Now I'm going to show you Jesus in the beginning. Go to verse 3. See where it says, and God, in parentheses, put the Word Jesus. And God, the Word Jesus, said, hallelujah, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God, the Word Jesus, called the light day, and the darkness the Word Jesus called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God, the Word Jesus, said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God our Father made the firmament and divided the waters which were from under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God, the word Jesus, called the firmament heaven, and the morning were the second day. And God, the word Jesus, said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. It was done by a manifestation of God's own Holy Spirit that is no longer hovering over the waters, but now it is moving upon the earth. And God, the word Jesus, called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he the seas. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11, and God, the word Jesus, said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Hallelujah. By the power of God's own Holy Spirit, and the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God, the word Jesus, said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God, by the power of his own Holy Spirit, hallelujah, made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that the work of his own Holy Spirit was accomplished, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God, the word Jesus, said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God, by the manifestation and the movement of his own Holy Spirit, created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God, the word Jesus, said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creepy thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw, hallelujah, everything that he had administered by his son Jesus, the word himself, that was good. And God, the word Jesus, said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Why? Because this is where God created man's spirit, brothers and sisters. Spirit. Not a separation. Adam, Eve. One. Spirit. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God, Jesus, the Word, said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, can you see Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 in this? The Word became flesh, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow. Well, ain't that something? And is a discerner, a knower. He knows and can distinguish between the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Because in the beginning was the Word, Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God. And the Word, Jesus, was God. The same Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, including you. I said, all things were made by Jesus, the Word. And without Jesus, the Word, was not anything made that was made. In Jesus, the Word was life, and the life, Jesus, the Word, was and still is the light and the life of men. And the Word, Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his, Jesus' glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, Jesus. And the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Romans 13:14, and the God of peace, the Word, the creator of everything, including you, shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The Bible says in Romans 16:20, before ascending into heaven, Jesus gave a brief job description of what his body of believers would accomplish as he worked with them. Are you hearing me this morning? As he worked with them confirming his word. Woo! Get out of your mouth. With God, signs following. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they, the sick, shall recover. The Bible goes on to say, I'm talking to you about that demon that the witches and the sorcerers and the evil human spirits use. The Bible says, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a what? Dumb spirit. Dumb spirit. Ain't nobody biting no tongue here. Ain't nobody trying to hold nothing back. He says a dumb spirit. And wheresoever the dumb spirit takes him, he tears him. And he foams and gnashes with his teeth. This is what that dumb spirit is causing him to do. And he pineth away. And I spake to your disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not. Jesus, the word, answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto Jesus the word. And when Jesus the word saw him, right away the spirit tore the man. The spirit went crazy. He tore him. The man fell on the ground and wallowed and foaming. And Jesus, the man's father, how long is it? Look what Jesus said. How long is it ago since this came into him? Look, and you trying to act all proud, and you trying to pretend like you ain't got no evil spirits in you. Let me tell you something. Jesus say you do, and Jesus want to know how long has it been there. And he said, of a child. It's been there since he was a child. And some of you got spirits in you that have been in you. They came in you when you were in your mother's womb. And some of them came firm and the egg met. He said, of a child. And you know what, Jesus? He said, oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters. It tried to make him commit suicide, Jesus. It tried to make him hurt himself, Jesus. It tries to make him destroy himself, Jesus. But, Jesus, if you can do anything, if you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus rebuked that man. Jesus said, why are you talking to me like that? It ain't about me. If you can believe, it's on you, Daddy. It's on you, Mama. It's on you, Grandma. It's on you, Grandpa. If you can believe, all things are possible. To him that believes and keeps on believing and keeps on believing and keeps on believing. And straightway, the father of the child cried out. You see, he wasn't playing no games with Jesus. He wasn't playing no games with anybody. The Bible says the father cried out with tears. From the depths of his soul, he said, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief. I believe to a point. I believe in my mind. I believe you got to help me in the area where I don't have the belief. The Bible says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together for a show. He rebuked. But wait a minute. What did Jesus call it here? He called it a foul spirit. He said, he rebuked the foul spirit unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit. Oh, you mean that they can belly up together, one or two, and become one? I didn't say it. Jesus said it. He rebuked the foul spirit and said, thou dumb and deaf spirit. And see, that's what the witches already know. And that's what the witches use against you and me, if they can. I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And what happened here? And the spirit cried and rent him sore, but he came out. But he didn't come out without something else. Look here. The spirit cried. And that's why I'll be trying to tell you all, you better get rid of that emotional stuff. Those are demons crying. Those are demons saying, help me. The demons can't take the pressure. Spirit was crying out. And as he was crying out, he was dogging that boy. He came out, but look here. It says, and the boy that he came out of was one as dead. He was limp, lifeless. You don't get no devil cast out and then you get up and go to the gym. Ridiculous. All these lies. All this trickery. The Bible says, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But the Bible says, Jesus took him by the hand. That battle had been so intense that Jesus had to take him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Somebody been tricking you. It ain't no counseling session. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast them out? And he said unto them. And so many people got this all kind of screwed up. He said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Brothers and sisters, what Jesus is saying here is you have to stay on the ready. You have to live a prayerful and fasted life every day, all the time, and be ready every day, all the time. Because, brothers and sisters, you don't have time to go do no fast so somebody can get free from a demon. It's not biblical. It's not hard to see here that this is a clear-cut case of demon oppression and demon possession. The demon possessed the boy. The demon was making the boy do crazy stuff because Satan is basically a dumb, fallen spiritual being that actually thought he was capable of dethroning God, which is definitely not using good sense. You see, Satan still banded knowledge of human nature. And he uses it to our disadvantage. And we need to stop giving him more credit than he deserves. You need to begin to look and see what people do, how they respond, under the influence of a devil. Devils and demons make weird noises. Devils and demons make people do weird stuff. If everybody is dressed, demons make you take your clothes off. If the situation calls for quiet, demons become loud, obnoxious, and so forth. You see, how dumb is it for somebody to go into a smoke store to smoke out of some kind of cylinder that's tearing their body up? It is dumb for people to drink alcoholic beverages till they can't see and think straight, and then get into their car and kill people. Jesus brings freedom from dumbness, brings bondage to make you dumb and deaf. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Then was brought unto Jesus the word, one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and Jesus healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And because Jesus, glory be to God, accomplished that fact, we can now fearlessly overcome Satan in the name of Jesus. Get you some paper towels. I'm going to cast out the dumb and deaf spirits this morning. Sometimes they manifest and operate as dumb and deaf. And sometimes they will operate as deaf and dumb. Whatever they need to do to bring you into sin, to bring you into their oppressive manner of subjection, I bind and rebuke this morning the dumb and deaf spirits. The deaf and dumb spirits, I bind your supporting spirits. I bind every intent of yours. I bind every work from every witch, every wizard, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! Deaf and dumb. Go! Dumb and deaf. Go! Go! Get out of that body. Get out of that body. Mental illness that comes by the deaf and dumb and the dumb and deaf demon. I bind and rebuke mental illness this morning. Go! Get out. Loose that mind. Loose that brain. Go, mental illness. That crying spirit that traffics and travels with dumb and deaf. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. You also travel and track with seducing spirits. Go, crying spirits, the bondage. Go, crying spirits, hooked up with seizures, epilepsy, and demonic trances. Go, get out. Get out. Get out. Deaf and dumb. Hooked up with spirits of natural blindness and spirits of spiritual blindness. Go. Loose those ears. Go. Loose those eyes. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Deaf and dumb. Hooked up with the spirit of depression. Go. Pining away. Go! Get out. Loose that body and go. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. go. I break the power of every curse word that was uttered to bring a person under subjection to bondage, to dumb and deaf. Go! That would be unclean spirits. Go! Foul spirits. Go! Defiling spirits. Go! Up and out. Up and out. Come out of the belly. Come out of the stomach. Go! Get out. Get out of that body. Loose that man. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to destroy the works of the devil. Yes. And amen. Yes. And amen. Father God, every area that was emptied out, fill with the power of your Holy Ghost. Fill this morning. I bind up and destroy all spirits of revenge, retaliation, and lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person, family member, or generational family member that took part of this deliverance this morning. Go to the pit and remain there until the day of judgment by the word of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has touched the faithful lightning of his cannibal swift sword. His soul is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory,
I say happy Memorial Day to you. Today, receive this Memorial Day deliverance present. Amen. 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 To you.